Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. What's in a name? Often a name conjures up a bunch of images. For example, if I say Michael Jordan, most people probably think basketball. If I say Adolf Hitler, most of us probably cringe because of the horrible things he did. A name usually does far more than merely identify someone. It also reminds us of talents or weaknesses or abilities or reputation. So what's in God's name? In Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, God himself says about his name, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. When we hear the name Lord, God wants us to hear things like compassion, grace, patience, forgiveness, faithfulness. For a sinner like me, what could be better? While I fail to be compassionate, the Lord is perfectly compassionate to me. While I struggle to show grace to people, to forgive people, to be patient, the Lord overflows with grace and mercy for me. He's always willing to forgive me. He's wonderfully patient with me. While I struggle to be faithful, God never struggles to be faithful. In fact, he's perfectly faithful, and he's perfectly faithful to me. And to you too. And because of his grace, mercy, compassion, and faithfulness, he chose to do wonderful things for you and me, including coming to this earth to win salvation for us. So it makes sense that we use God's name with adoration, that we exalt his name and lift it high, because God's name reminds us that he is our wonderful Savior. O Lord, lead me to praise your name with my words, attitudes, and activities. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.